You can own a trademark so you can protect your work. You can also copyright your compositions and anything you make. On the other side, you might have to pay for mechanical rights if you want to record or arrange someone else's work. And you have to pay ASCAP fees and royalties to perform some works. Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're talking about copyright. Copywriting is a form of restriction in one sense. It says this belongs to someone, and sometimes it means you can't play it without paying royalties or getting permission from the person who copyrighted it. Restricting the ability to perform another person's works has been around for a while, and it takes form in many cultures around the world. For example, in 1638, the Pope forbade anyone from copying a particular piece that was sung during Holy Week. The only reason we can hear it today is because a 14-year-old Mozart heard the piece when visiting the Sistine Chapel, and he went home and he wrote it down. The penalty for doing this was excommunication. The Pope assumed that the only people that could do this were one of his own musicians, but he was tricked. Mozart went to the Vatican twice to check his transcription, in his head of course, and then the secret was out. It was a piece written for the Sistine Chapel Choir by a singer in the choir, Gregorio Allegri, and set to Psalm 51. Now it is simply known as Misiera. Some say it is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written. You can hear this piece. I've posted the link in the show notes. The piece itself is long past copyright, but the performance might be protected. Other examples of pieces that are restricted to performers are Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto, written for Woody Herman. The author Stravinsky explicitly wrote for the clarinetist Woody Herman, and only Herman was allowed to perform it. Bartok did the same thing with his Viola Concerto, written for William Primrose, only to be performed by the famed British virtuoso. Outside of Western civilization, there are lots of examples of music that can only be played by persons of a particular caste, gender, or occupation. Music only for certain holy days like Misiere, certain seasons. Some certain instruments could only be played for the king. Kettle drums were royal instruments, and certain trumpets too. The notion that we are allowed to play any piece of music we like is a bit naive. Nowadays, you can play it in private, but there was a time when even that was forbidden. Certain works were restricted, like Misiere. If a singer in the Sistine Chapel sang Misiere at home, he was violating the Pope's mandate and could be excommunicated. Today, the copyrights of a lot of composers are heavily guarded. John Williams, Leonard Bernstein, Leroy Anderson are a few whose works are watched carefully by the people that protect their works. Most copyrights have an expiration date. The simple tune Happy Birthday finally coming into the public domain sometime around the turn of the millennium. Before that, there were ASCAP spies that would go to restaurant chains and file a claim if the waitstaff sang Happy Birthday to its customers. The people paid to protect the music to Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and all of John Williams' scores are extremely vigilant. Regional orchestras and bands can't play these without paying royalties through ASCAP, and many have been slapped with fines for not paying the royalties associated with Williams' work. John Williams also had to pay to use Nessun Dorma from Turandot, which he used in his soundtracks, albeit he changed it a bit. But it is recognizable. Giacomo Puccini died in 1924, but the opera is still protected by U.S. copyright law, and it is represented by BMI in the United States. But a lot of artists pay the royalties, the mechanical rights, meaning you want to record a piece and you pay the composer. Many of us do this through Harry Fox. Some artists, like Piano Guys and Two Cellos, will do a mashup, mashing up two pieces that are from completely different genres, not the same as a medley. The Piano Guys do this all the time, taking maybe One Republic's Secrets and mashing it up with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, or putting Frozen's Let It Go with Vivaldi's Winter. You know that Disney's Frozen must be heavily guarded, and I'm sure the Piano Guys pay the royalties, But did you know that changing the piece costs an additional fee? It's called derivative works, and special permission must be attained from the composer when you change his piece. But I'm sure Vivaldi didn't get anything for this mashup. In the podcast today, I'm using pieces that were written for me. I started this podcast recording my own music, little clips, and using things I had permission to use. Or, for example, Tchaikovsky is in the public domain, and I derived a harpsichord clip from the cello part of Swan Lake. I even changed the harmony. This would be considered a derivative work, but Tchaikovsky is one of the composers in the public domain. Did anyone recognize it? I'll sometimes use a piece I recorded and obtained the rights. Or, if I interview an artist, I'll get permission from them to use their recordings on the podcasts about them. Their pieces are either original or they obtain the rights, and on and on. Sometimes a friend will give me permission to use their music. My colleague, Paul Kreitzer, did this when he heard I started this podcast. Paul is a cellist and a composer. Thank you, Paul. Some of his music is played in the bumper music at the beginning of this podcast. My husband has been composing music all his life, and I'll end this podcast with one of his compositions. This isn't the first piece he wrote for me, but it's probably one of the most recent ones. I hope you like it. It's called Waiting. Some of the ideas in this podcast I got from my visit to the Library of Congress last week. I became a card-carrying member, and I visited all three libraries. In the show notes at accelerandocast.com, you can find a PDF of a lecture that was given in 1953 in the Library of Congress titled Some Sociological Aspects of Music by J. Kunst. It talks about the instruments that are restricted in cultures all around the world. Hope you'll check it out. Thanks for listening, thanks for supporting live music, and thanks for supporting the composers and their copyrights. If you do play live music, remember to check the royalties and copyright. If you compose or create, well, you know what you need to do. See you next time.